This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
That is exactly what I needed to hear.
Thank God someone here knows what they're talking about.
That's us. That's right. Gotta love this American ride.
All right, you need to take the time and get the full picture.
Don't get me wrong, I love the ladies. I mean, they rev my engine, but they don't belong in the newsroom. It is Anchor Man, not Anchor Lady.
What do you want from me? I'm not a sweetheart.
Goodness sake, Beth, keep your voice down. Your father's listening to the radio.
I'm not America's sweetheart.
This is the Annie Fry Show.
I don't care if you think I'm Satan reincarnated. The fact is, you can't look at that television and say nothing happened on the 6th. You can't listen to people who say this was a peaceful march. No, I'm serious. Think about it. Think of the things being said. I've been through the other end of this when the Democrats 35 years ago were way off to the other side. Many times Republicans are in the right place. I don't mean that the Republicans, it's only the Democratic point of view. But some of the stuff, I mean, QAnon, the idea that the Democrats or the Biden is hiding people and sucking the blood of children and no, I'm serious.
That was our illustrious president, the leader of the free world, the commander in chief, the man with that little nuclear football suitcase, whatever thingy. Whenever he gets on and off a helicopter, some guy's following with him a suitcase. That's the guy. I'm Heidi Harris in for Annie Fry. Did you watch it last night, Ryan? Because I really tried. I did. I gave it like 5 or 6 minutes and I said I'm out.
I watched it in clips, like usual, just waiting for the highlights or the lowlights. And we'll be playing those today.
Yeah, we will. And I'll watch the entire thing. I'll take one for the team because that is what I do, right? So we all do this for a living. We're in the news. And I it was all a bunch of softball questions. It started out with COVID and this and that. And nobody challenges him on anything. And the man can barely get through a sentence. And, you know, it's not even funny anymore. It's not funny that he is hardly getting the words out anymore. This is a man in charge of, you know, a lot of things that could really affect our lives. So we'll share some clips with you over the course of the show because I know 98% of the people listening right now did not watch it. I don't blame you. There are things you can do like detail your car, anything, or rearrange your sock drawer. Anything is more interesting than watching Joe Biden speak. But okay, we got a lot to get to today. Tyrus is going to join us next hour. We'll talk with him about a couple of things. Looking forward to that. Eric Clapton's coming out about the COVID-19 vaccine and places that require people to get a vaccine. By the way, he got the vaccine. We'll tell you why he really got panicked about it after he did it. Get to all that. Kevin Wheeler will join us in the third hour. We'll talk with him about the Olympic Committee. I love the fact that the female soccer players got their butts handed to them after sitting there and kneeling for the national anthem. I love it. I love it. We'll talk with Kevin Wheeler about that coming up in a little bit. Have you guys noticed any outages today on the internet? Apparently, there's a website I wasn't even aware of that keeps track of all these things that says that major, major travel and financial websites all over the country are down today.
Oh, that's interesting and good to know, because last night I was trying to look at prices for places on VRBO and It wouldn't pull anything up. And I thought maybe it was just me, but it apparently was not.
No, there's a website. There's actually a website that talks about this that's crazy. It's called downdetector.com. I'm not even making that up. And I looked on the website, and there are tons of websites. I'll tell you something else that happened this morning. And I know a lot of people aren't on Twitter, but a lot of people are. And the one thing I use Twitter for, mainly, you know, obviously outreach, dialoguing with people, I mainly use Twitter for news. I find it to be handy for news because I like to see news coming from all different directions, right? I'm not a big fan of getting on some of these other websites. Everybody says, you know, go to Gab, go to Parler, go to Gitter, whatever that is at Trump's, whatever it is. But I don't want to hear an echo chamber. I want to read what everybody's saying, different perspectives, right? So now, this morning, I was on Twitter earlier today, and then all of a sudden, out of nowhere, I went to log on to it again for something, and now they want your phone number. And they'll send you a code if you give them your phone number. No, I'm out. Try it.
That's been a thing for a few years, though. Like asking for your phone number for a login code?
Well, they want that for certain sites, like StreamYard, like we use. I use that for other things, and they want a login code. I get that. Or they'll send you, you know, the code, actually in your email. But I've never had Twitter ask for my phone number to log in.
That's strange.
Your name. Yeah, try it, Ryan. What's it doing for you today?
I'm logging onto my phone right now, and it's not asking me that, but I wonder if it's because I've already been logged in.
I think it asks for your phone number as a two-factor authentication or whatever.
This is a new thing. Right, I get it.
When you log into a new device.
Now, this is a new thing today. This won't let me get on at all on devices I've already been on, and it won't let me do it. And now I did try. I thought, okay, I'll try to post a picture. I posted a picture of the little handiwork that my husband did with my desk this morning because he literally took a drill and drilled a little chunk out of the desk and whatever. I'll put that on Twitter because people like that kind of stuff. I don't know if you guys can see this, but if you look at my Twitter thing, I try to go in and it says, enter the phone number you'd like to associate with your Twitter account. We will call you with the verification code.
Oh, okay. So that's because you never set up the two-factor authentication.
No, wrong. But here's the thing. I've always gotten on it without needing this every single day, including this morning.
Okay, so here's this is happening right now. I'm logging onto Twitter and multiple devices. It's not asking me that, but I just typed in your name, Heidiology, or is it Heidi Harris Show?
I have two. I have Heidiology at Gmail. I mean, Heidiology at Twitter, and then I have Heidiology Heidi Harris Show on the Twitter.
So Heidi Harris Show is restricted. It's telling me this account is temporarily restricted.
Ha ha!
So you've been blocked.
I wonder what I did to tick off the Twitter gods. I don't know, but see, but they were asking for my phone number. I'm not giving them my phone number. That's not going to happen.
No, don't do that.
Into that. No.
So your page is blocked, though. So I don't know what you're going to do in the meantime. But
well, who cares? I'll live without it, believe me. It'll give me more time in my day. Okay, so let me check something else now. I have another Twitter account. Let me check this one and see if this is letting me. See, I got kicked off Twitter once a year or so ago because I tweeted a hashtag that was so innocuous. It was ridiculous. It was the hashtag was Let Women Decide. There was a joke going around on the internet. Oh, you men stay home. Let women decide who the next politicians are, right? I used that hashtag. So did James Woods, the actor, the very conservative actor. Both of us got kicked off Twitter for that. That innocuous comment, or the hashtag Let Women Decide. Okay, so I was off for a while. I honestly didn't miss it much. I got to tell you the truth. But I have a backup one, and that's my Heidiology at Twitter. Heidiology.
Okay, gotcha.
Okay. So anyway, so that one's still working, but you're saying Heidi Harris Show is blocked.
Yeah.
What does it say?
It just says account restricted. So I can click on your, I can click and see some of the tweets that you've made in the last 24 hours probably, but if I click on your page, not only is it blocked, I can't see anything that you've tweeted on your page, but your picture and your everything's just gone. It's all blank. So they've just removed you from their site apparently.
I've been canceled.
I wonder how long it takes. Well, this is a good case study because I've never been kicked off of Twitter yet. I guess I haven't. I got to push harder because I want that badge. But
I don't even think they're giving those out like anymore. I think it was sometime early last year or maybe it was late 2019 that the Twitter verified thing like
just
kind of stopped. Yeah.
No,
is that what it was? The blue check people, as they say,
yeah.
Jake?
There are some Twitter accounts that used to be blue check marks that I still follow, and like somewhere in their bio, it'll say,
hi,
like,
this
used
is
to
Lance Drury. If you have
used to be.
Lance Drury wanted to say hi, Heidi.
All right, fingers. Fingers. Jake's fingers. Jake's fingers, bomb gunner.
I hit a button. Okay. Yeah, and they're still saying, it's like, hey, we're still Twitter used to be verified, and now I'm not. And if you go to the Twitter verification, I guess they have their own Twitter account. They're like, yeah, we're not doing this right now.
I was never doing it before. I never did a blue check because they want basically your birth certificate for you to do that.
But it looks so cool.
I refuse to do that.
Yeah,
I know, but I refuse. I don't care if somebody's got a fake one in my name. I know who I am. I don't care. I don't know that someone has a fake one in my name, but I'm not a blue check person because I just did not want to give them all that information about myself.
Well, they're not going to copy you now because you can't tweet anything, so nobody wants to be Heidi Harris on Twitter at this point. You know,
they didn't even... on the stream, Heidiology. That's my backup one, Heidiology. Okay,
yeah.
Go ahead.
Even Rush Limbaugh was not verified. That's how politically they played that game.
Well, I think you also, like I said, you have to give them a lot of information that I was not willing to get. Now, I can't speak for the way it is, you know, before Rush passed away, but when it was early on, these people had a blue check and that, you know, you could I said, no, I'm not giving you all that information. You know, and listen, I'm giving them my name. It's not like I'm some fake person creating a fake account, some bot from Russia. I'm a real person, but I still wasn't willing to give them, you know, everything they wanted to know, my DNA strand and everything else.
Yeah, people are tweeting me right now saying that there are probably liberal trolls, in their words, who are reporting you since you've been on in St. Louis who are trying to shut you down.
Oh, well, that's okay. What do I care? You know, I have HeidiHarris.com. Just go to my website, HeidiHarris.com. You know, these people amaze me. They think they can shut you down. And they can insert. But I got to tell you the truth. Do you know a lot of people who are on Twitter anymore? I know that when I was in Vegas doing radio, most of my listeners were not on Twitter.
Yeah, most of them are. Well, actually, a lot of the Annie Fry Show listeners are, just because Annie has a pretty wide following on both YouTube and Facebook. It's been tough, though, because you build these followings on these sites, Twitter, Facebook, YouTube, whatever, and then when we first built these things, it was a free speech platform. Over time, it's become so restrictive that we don't know whether we're going to be on these things. So it's like you just kind of keep floating them out there because you did so much work to build them, but you don't know. Right. Maybe tomorrow it's gone, or maybe today it's gone because ID is gone today.
Well, that's the problem. There's a website called LifeSite News, which is run by Catholics, I believe, and it's a pro-life site. And they had their Twitter, their YouTube just shut down not too long ago. 300,000 videos I think they had on there, or maybe 30,000. I may get that back and forth. But they had tons of people following them, tens of thousands of videos on there, gone. Now, luckily, they had backups for them, gone. Now, I put things on YouTube, Heidi Harris Show. I know this is the Annie Fry Show. I'm not trying to, believe me. We love Annie. We want her back. But I'm just saying, I have a YouTube page. I don't have a lot on it. And the reason I haven't put a lot on it, other than occasional rants about local politics and whatnot and a few other things, the reason I haven't put much on it, I don't trust these people. I don't trust big tech anymore. We talked to Dr. Kelly Victory earlier in the week about that. She's part of that Trump lawsuit about big tech. This is the problem. Listen, nobody owes me the platform. And if somebody gets on my show page, my Heidi Harris Show Facebook page, and they're nasty, they're rude, they're anti-Semitic, they're racist, they're whatever, they're gone. I get rid of them. I block them. I do not host them. But the difference is I didn't create that platform. I understand. I have a certain amount of control on my show page. I understand. But here's the thing. I know I didn't create YouTube. I know I didn't create Twitter. But if you, in good faith, put things on there, and then suddenly they decide they don't like your political slant. We're not talking about stoking, you know, hate, you know, racism or something like that. Just regular stuff, or maybe an opinion they don't agree with. They just shut it off. To me, that's wrong because it's not worth the effort. You put all this time and effort into uploading things and doing this, building that platform. I'm glad I really have it. I'm sure they'll do that next and block that next. But then you lose it. So you've wasted all that time, and that's the frustrating thing for me.
Yep, that's why we're all going to go back to MySpace, where Tom will take care of us.
I can't wait. I never had a MySpace.
Tom or Justin Timberlake or whoever owns it now will take care of us. We know that they will because they love us.
You know what? It's so funny. So let me tell you what's up. That we're going to go to break on now real quickly, but here's some of the stuff that's down. Down detector. Let me see if better get a better picture of it here. I mean, tons of stuff is down. I don't know, and I don't think that's Twitter related, like you said. Fidelity, FedEx, Airbnb, Amazon.
Really?
Someone in the chat room. It's funny you mentioned Amazon. Someone in the chat room actually said that Amazon was supposed to be down, but it's working just fine.
Oh, good.
They sent that over a few minutes ago.
Got it. All right. McDonald's app. Not that I use that. Can you? Why would I use an app when I could just pull up to the drive-thru and ask? Can we just?
Discounts and deals.
Yeah, discounts. I do it all the time.
Is that what? You get discounts?
Oh, yeah. You get pretty good deals. I just got two value meals today. Well, one value meal and a happy meal, but I just pretended that I was going to be the kid.
Oh, I do. I order Happy Meals as an adult. They don't care.
Yeah. Two meals, $5.99. That's because of the app.
Yeah. The app's pretty great, Heidi.
Okay. $1 to be made if they get in your business. Well, you guys will sell your soul. Now we know what the price is. Okay. Coming up.
Yeah,
the price is one Happy Meal.
We don't get to respond to that? You're just going to go right to the break? Okay,
you're saying I could get a medium fry for the price of a small?
You know, Jake and Ryan are willing to sell their souls for a Happy Meal. We now know they're willing to sell all of their information and let McDonald's track them for a Happy Meal. Okay, just want to make sure.
Ryan and Jake sell their souls. Now, coming up next, it's going to be Edward Lawrence.
Oh, my gosh. I'm Heidi Harris. Coming right back. I'm in for Annie Fry.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
I'm Heidi Harris, in for Annie Fry. How you doing? Glad you are here. We know the illegal border crossings are at a ridiculous high. It was at nearly 200,000 people just last month. Crazy land. I was just down on the border a couple of weeks ago, literally on the border fence in Arizona, on the land of a rancher who's dealing with this crisis every single day. And now apparently some of these ranchers are asking the White House for help covering the damage these people cause when they traipse through their property. Edward Lawrence is here from Fox Business News. How are you, Edward?
Good, Heidi. Yeah, so you saw the problem firsthand then.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. We were literally on the border, on the land of a rancher down there. And, you know, the stuff that they find, garbage, other stuff that they find, it's terrible the damage they do.
Yeah, exactly. And the things they're finding, fences, gates are cut. We're talking about crop damage. Their water systems, their irrigation systems are, in some cases, ripped up. They have their storage containers just drained. In some cases, vehicles stolen. By folks coming through. So it could be anywhere from $1,000 per incident to $10,000 per week that some of these ranchers are paying to fix their land. So they've sent a letter to the administration trying to get some restitution for this. Basically, the farmers and ranchers along the southern border are saying the administration created this problem, so they should pay for the damage because of the problem. There are 52 farm bureaus that are led by the Texas Farm Bureau that have signed on to this letter. So they would like to see some damage. They don't have an exact number, but they're tallying that now. They're keeping records of exactly how much they're spending to fix some of the things that are broken down there.
Well, I hope they do. We're speaking with Edward Lawrence from Fox Business News about the border ranchers who are trying to sue the administration for damages done by these migrants who pass through their property day and night. When I was actually down there on the border a couple weeks ago, there was somebody who had a fake grave and it had a bunch of rocks piled on it, and it said, "Here lies a trespasser."
Right.
They're not messing around. They're not messing around.
No, they are not. And I talked with the guy who basically wrote the letter. He's the president of the Texas Farm Bureau, Russia Banning. And he basically is saying that, look, there's a safety issue to this also. I mean, you joke about the gravestone, but there is a safety issue, not just to those who are crossing, but they don't know who is crossing. And some of those farmers say that while they're out doing the repairs, their families are at home, their wives, their children, and people are crossing through the area, in some cases breaking into sheds next to the houses. They don't know who these people are. You know, that, and also a Fox News has learned there's a 900% increase in confirmed positive cases in the Rio Grande Valley alone of people who are getting coronavirus coming into this country unchecked. So,
yeah,
so there are
many
issues, you know, the damage, safety that they're very concerned about. Now, we've reached out to the administration. So far, they have not gotten back to us on this.
Huh.
The Department of Agriculture actually said that they would have no comment about it. But the ranchers are saying that there was a first level engagement, that they spoke and gave their concerns to the administration. And now they're just waiting for a response.
I don't think they're going to get one. We're speaking with Edward Lawrence from Fox Business News. I saw a story the other day, and this is something I didn't know anything about, that there was a guy who was found, I mean, many have been found dead, but this particular migrant was found, and he had been drinking water, I guess, from one of those things they put out for cattle. And apparently, and I did not know this, maybe you do, I'm woefully ignorant about livestock. Apparently, the cattle could drink out of that, but that's full of bacteria that kills people. I was not even aware of that. It's just an aside, but I didn't realize.
Yeah, you know, and that's something that the ranchers would know. I mean, when you're out on camping, you boil your water, make sure there are no parasites or bacteria in it. But yeah, some of the livestock, some of the animals do have stronger constitutions than you humans do. And yeah, you have to be careful as to what you're putting into your body. And again, you know, these folks who are coming in, they're putting their lives at risk. They're putting the lives of the families of the farmers at risk, but they're also damaging along the way. You know, there used to be an unspoken rule that I was told, you know, in the previous administration when it was sort of a trickle coming through. And some of the ranchers would leave the gates there and they would leave food and some water out. And the migrant who was crossing illegally would open the gate and then close it again and not disrupt anything. Well, that all bets are off. You talk about the border crossings in June, a 21-year monthly high in June, and there's just too many people, and nobody's abiding by those unspoken rules.
Edward Lawrence, White House correspondent for Fox Business, on the phone with us. So are there known spots that are just the main sort of thorough ways that illegal immigrants are coming through, that they know that if they block these spots, it would help? Or is this kind of just across the whole border?
It's across the whole border. I mean, you're down. I've also been down to the Mission, Texas area near McAllen, and you have the fence isn't completed along the border. So you have areas that are pockets. So they know those parts are open, and the Customs and Border agents patrol those areas. But what happens is the coyotes will send their customers, their paying customers, through into those spots, causing all of the response to go to those areas. Because in some cases, you're talking about 500 to 1,000 people just walking across. And then the coyotes will go to an open spot where those custom border agents came from and get their drugs across. So it's sort of a cat and mouse, a whack-a-mole game. And there just aren't enough resources, according to the Custom and Borders Protection, for the people down there to cover the entire border. So it's pretty much the entire border. But there's this game that's played by the cartels.
So what can the private landowners, these farmers and ranchers, what can they do to protect their land? Or are they doing everything that they can and it's just not nearly enough to stem the tide?
Yeah, the Texas Farm Bureau president says they are doing everything they can, but there's just an overwhelming surge of people that are coming across the border. They're knocking over fences in droves. And you know, they're doing what they can. They're fixing the damage where they can to try and make sure their livestock, their livelihood doesn't get out, you know, cows just roaming free, trying to make sure that they protect that business as well as trying to protect their family. But they're asking, they're at their wit's end. If you read the letter, they're at their wit's end asking the federal government for help with this, not only with restitution, but to stop the flow. There is some language in that letter that's asking the administration to help curb the amount of people who are coming in.
Yeah, people don't realize what a big deal it is. You know, people say often that guns won the West. You know what? Bottom line, it's barbed wire that won the West. Seriously, a lot of historians have said that. Barbed wire was what won the West. And if you don't have barbed wire to keep your livestock in, you know?
Yeah, I'm an expert on some things, not barbed wire.
I'm not either, but I want to keep my livestock where they're supposed to be, right? No, it's a big deal. We're speaking with Fox Business News' Edward Lawrence. So you haven't heard back from the White House. Big shock there. That'll be interesting to see. I mean, it's amazing to me, Edward, how many people in the administration are just completely la, 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 la. They're just holding their hands over their ears. They don't care about the humanitarian crisis. Forget about politics. There are people, as you know, dying in mass numbers, children disappearing into God knows where once they come into this country. Where's the outcry?
Yeah, and exactly. And you're talking about, you know, it's hot down there. I mean, it's really hot. It's humid also. So there's a danger there just with dehydration of people who are coming across. And then, yes, they're shipped through the Customs Borders Protection. They're now processed very quickly. And the children, at least, are moved over to HHS custody. Some others, you probably see them in the airports, are walking around holding signs, and they have manila envelopes with a location, a city, and they just sort of deposit them in that city after getting them an airplane ticket or a bus ride.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable. It's stunning because no one's asking any questions at all about this. Who's following up? Why is it their curiosity on when the mainstream media, they don't want to talk about it. I know the Fox is following it somewhat, but this is a huge, huge crisis. These kids could be falling into the hands of traffickers. All kinds of crazy things could be going on.
Right. And then you're going to have the extra effect on our services. So, these folks don't have health care. So they're going to then go to the hospitals. And I saw it when I was a local reporter in Las Vegas, as one example. You used to see a surge of people who would come in and use the hospital as their primary doctor because they just didn't have health insurance. They didn't have money. So they went in and that overloaded the emergency rooms as they were treating, sniffles and coughs. When real emergencies tried to come in. And there was a period of time, about 10 years, 12 years ago, where there was a little bit of a crisis in Las Vegas because emergency rooms were getting full and they couldn't get the actual emergencies taken care of. We may be dealing with that in the future. We'll have to see. There's a lot of people coming through the border. Like I said, 188,829 people crossed the border in June, according to Customs Borders Protection, a 21-year high for that monthly total. So, yeah, you're going to have problems down the road. It's not just the problem today, but those people are going to need services. Those people are going to need health care.
Yep.
And where's it going to come from?
Well, that's why if you need emergency care in Vegas, you don't go to UMC, you go to Summerlin. That's another story for another day. but that's the whole point, is that these people are flooding, especially the county hospitals, and they can't turn them away. Listen, I'm not saying we should turn people away in America, obviously, but we can't absorb everybody. I'm not talking about turning them away at the border. We should turn them away there. But if a person winds up on your doorstep in a hospital, we're America, we help them at least somewhat. But after they have an emergency situation treated, then they should be deported, Edward. That's the whole point.
There is a process to legally enter the country. My grandfather did it, and many grandfathers have done it across this country. And these folks are basically skipping the line. And we have to see. The administration might be moving towards a pathway to citizenship for at least the DACA representatives. There was a meeting today with the vice president and folks talking about a pathway to citizenship for those dreamers who are in this country. That it's baby steps, and it might happen to those folks who are coming into this country illegally this way. We'll just have to see. But there is a legal process, and that's sort of what gets lost in all this. And there are people in line going through that legal process, and there are people who are becoming citizens through that legal process. And that's the way you're supposed to do it.
That's Edward, right. Lawrence, White House correspondent for Fox Business, on the phone with us. So you mentioned the number of illegal crossings at the border that's going up. I assume that means that the argument that the White House was making earlier, that this was seasonal because there's always a spike in March and April when the weather's nicer, that kind of goes out the window at this point.
Yeah, and it does. It certainly undermines that argument from the White House. We'll have to see what the July numbers are, because obviously July is hotter than June. But it does seem like there are more and more people coming to the border. As that message is getting out that, hey, the U.S. border is open, and it's actually Customs and Borders Protection. I was talking with one of the senators up on the Hill, a senator, I believe it was Bill Cassidy, if my memory serves me correctly. But what they were saying is basically the Customs and Borders Protection has become the last mile for the coyotes. They get them across the border, and they just turn them over, and then Customs and Borders Protection, through the administration, is moving them into the country, into the United States.
So what can Texas do about this? If the federal government is doing nothing, is Texas kind of handicapped in what their response can be by the federal government? Are they doing everything they can, but it's just not enough?
Yeah, so the Texas Farm Bureau president said that he has had conversations with the governor, and the governor has sent more highway patrolmen down to help out. They've also sent more National Guardsmen from other states into Texas just to help out, not coordinated by the federal government, but through the governor's office. So he has taken a very proactive stance. And that Texas Farm Bureau president was telling me that the governor was extremely receptive and actually taking action to help some of their concerns. at least in that hotspot areas that are seeing a lot of damage as sort of a spike in certain time frames. They send people to stand in that area. He said the Texas governor's office has been very responsive. They've seen less of a response from the administration, but they're hopeful in the coming weeks, they said, to get a response back.
Well, stay close to your phone, Edward Lawrence, because you never know. The Biden administration may contact you with a comment on this. You never know. You just never know. By the way, I do remember you from Las Vegas. You were great at what you did. Onward and Upward, my friend. Look at you, Mr. National now.
I do remember you, Heidi. Absolutely. We were in Vegas together.
Absolutely. You never know where people are going to. Everybody winds up in Vegas sooner or later. You know the story. There's always a Vegas connection. Yeah. Great talking to you, Edward Lawrence, Fox Business News. Thank you, bud. Appreciate it.
It's a small world. Thank you, guys.
Oh, my gosh. It's a small world. Isn't it a small world? Yes. Everybody's connected, interconnected somehow, some way. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, and now we're all singing It's a Small World after all in our heads and trying to pretend that we all didn't do that.
Well, I wasn't until you mentioned it.
Ah, now you are.
Isn't that true, though, how so many people, especially in our business, will cycle through, you know, reporters and anchors and all these people. And, you, of course, Mark Cox used to be an anchor in St. Louis, and now he's on the morning show here. It's so interesting how people just, you know, when you're in the broadcasting business, you never know where you're going to wind up.
It's a smaller world than it probably should be.
Yeah. Yes, I think so at times. Okay, so here's a crazy story. There's an Ohio man who apparently planned to shoot sorority girls. Now, before you go, what? He was an incel. Do you guys know what an incel is?
Sort of. If you say it again, I'll probably remember.
Okay. It's an involuntary celibate.
Yes. Okay. Okay.
Okay. It's a thing.
Involuntary.
And these people,
okay.
Yes. These people have a problem. Remember the guy in Toronto a couple of years ago who mowed a bunch of people down? He was an incel, too. We'll talk about that. It's kind of interesting. I don't know what these... Well, I know what their problem is. We'll get to the details coming up. I'm Heidi Harris, in for Annie Frye.
Oh, yeah.
First of all, the good news is the economy is picking up significantly. It's rational. When you think about it, the cost of an automobile is kind of back to what it was before the pandemic. We compare what the prices were for the last year in the pandemic, and they are up. They're up because, in fact, there was not much call for. For example, automobiles. You know, you had the rental car companies selling off their entire stock. You found yourself in the same way with automobile dealers. And all of a sudden now it's coming back. We're going to grow at 7% as expected. We created more jobs in the first 6 months of our administration than any time in American history. No administration's ever created as many jobs.
Well, yeah, because we were in the toilet. Give me a break. Give me a break. I'm Heidi Harris, in for Annie Frye. I mean, you know, where we're supposed to go but up when Biden took over after everything was shut down. I mean, really, what choice did we have?
What was that clip? He was just spouting off different talking points that didn't quite connect except under the banner of economy. There's nothing he was saying really connected to each other.
Well, no, because nothing he says does connect. Did you want some connection?
I was trying really hard, yeah. I wanted to hear what point he was making.
I saw some story. I don't have it in front of me, but I saw it in my news feed yesterday that I guess they're going to be talking to him about the nuclear football or something. Did you see that one?
No, I have no idea what this is.
I can't remember who it was, but they were going to talk to him about the nuclear codes or whatever it is, that guy who walks around with a briefcase. I don't know, but clearly some people are concerned about what he might do. I don't know. Crazy land. All right. So here's a crazy story out of Ohio. Here's a guy named Tress Jenko. He's a self-identified incel. He was arrested on federal charges. He planned to kill as many, listen to this, as 3,000 people, specifically sorority girls at an unnamed Ohio university. 21 years old, never got beyond the planning stage. But apparently he's a self-identified incel. For those who don't know, that's an involuntary celibate. That means you can't get any. Maybe it's your lack of charm, buddy. What?
I'm reading. That's a good way to put it, because when you read it on Merriam-Webster, they don't put it in those words, but it's pretty much the same as you just said.
It is pretty much. I just put it in snarky terms, okay? He faces up to life in prison if convicted of the hate crime he was charged with attempting to conduct a mass shooting of women. Apparently, he was also charged with illegally possessing a machine gun. Apparently, he recently, before you're asking, well, how do you know he's an incel? Glad you asked. Justice Department press release says he regularly posted on a popular incel website for a year, at a minimum, they said. It defines the incel movement as an online community of mostly men who are angry with women and seek to commit violence in support of their belief that women unjustly deny them sexual or romantic attention to which they believe they're entitled. How about Netflix and chill, buddy? How about taking her out to dinner? Anything. Just saying.
No, what? Instead he went and got a machine gun.
Okay, so before you laugh and go, this guy's crazy, I'm glad they caught him. Okay, I'm grateful for that, because who knows what could have happened. Do you remember this guy in 2018 who mowed a bunch of people down in Toronto? Remember this guy, Alex Manassian was his name, okay? 10 charges of murder, killed 10 people, 16 attempted murder. 28 years old. He was linked to the incel movement. Once again, another incel guy. His mom tried to say he was autistic. But anyway, he, another one of those incel guys. I mean, I just am trying to figure out. He said, now you're asking, well, how did they know? Okay, I'll tell you why. After being arrested, he told police he was angry at women and had planned the attack as retribution for years of being rejected.
Why do we have to name everything? Why does that get a name? Because when I was in high school and you couldn't get a girl, you were just called a dork. Why does that have to become a political movement to not be able to get a girlfriend?
I don't know if it is a political movement, but it definitely sounds like one. Incel sounds like it could be.
Doesn't
like
it?
Because I didn't know what that was either, and that is not the definition I expected. I thought it was going to be some sort of like political movement.
Well, it's just, you know, they're just, okay, these are just people who don't, every time, okay, let's back them. Every time somebody does a mass shooting, what do they have in common? They're disaffected losers. Can we all agree on that? Mostly white, not always, but mostly white. But they're disaffected losers. Whether they go shoot a bunch of people at school because they're bullied, we've all been bullied, or whether they go and shoot up the building after they get fired, they're disaffected losers pretty much every single time, right?
Yes. Yeah, but then so, we're putting different labels on what kind of loser are you? What category can we put you in?
Are you an incel or just a disgruntled postal worker? You know, it's funny. I watched my husband and I, just once in a while, you just need a laugh, okay? And my husband and I were watching, actually, I was watching, Naked Gun 33 and a Third. Have you seen any Naked Gun movies, you guys?
Oh, I think I've seen all of them. It's been a long time, though, especially the third one.
Right. It had been a long time since I'd seen them either, probably since they came out, okay? I was laughing. So my husband said to me the next morning, he goes, what were you I was laughing out loud, belly laughing at this movie, okay, because I hadn't seen it in a long time. And it's so politically incorrect. So like there's one scene where they have all these people running downstairs. They have a bunch of people dressed in Arab gear with guns. You know, that, of course, that's not allowed anymore. Then they have a bunch of, oh my gosh, disgruntled postal workers. They all come running down the stairs. They've got shotguns. Everybody's ox is gored in this movie. It's just, you can't do that anymore. Nobody can laugh anymore.
You know what? I just realized that you talking about Naked Gun 33 and a half made me realize.
Is wait, 33 and a third?
33 and a third, sorry. Is that, you remember the 90s, you saw a lot of stereotypes of Arabs as terrorists, like you were just saying.
Right.
That all stopped after 9/11 when there was actual Arab terrorism. Isn't that weird? That nobody cared until there was actual Islamic terrorism happening, and then it became inappropriate to represent that.
Right. I was on a plane a couple of years back with a friend of mine, and we were flying. And you know how when you get on a plane, everybody does certain things. You all act the same way. You kind of have to. When they tell you to sit down, put your luggage over the overhead bins, and sit your butt down, you do that, right? So there were two Arab-looking guys, or Middle Eastern, it's a better word, Middle Eastern-looking people, standing in the aisle when everybody else was sitting down. Okay, so it was behavior that already I'm on alert now because they're not doing what everyone else, not because of the color of their skin or anything else, but because they were acting differently than everyone else, all right?
They were just doing something out of the ordinary.
Correct, out of character. So they're standing there and they're talking. I don't know Hebrew from Arabic. Shame on me, okay? I don't. So they're talking. I don't really understand what they're saying. And I said to my friend, I said, one Allah Akbar and I am jumping off this plane, telling you right now. And so then they continue to talk when they should have sat down. And then one of them said a word that made me completely relax. You know what it was?
No.
Shalom. Shalom.
Shalom.
And I went, oh,
that's Hebrew. You do know Hebrew.
I do. I know a little few, but I said, oh, shalom, good. Okay. Shame on me for profiling, but I went, okay, I can fly on this plane now. I'm not going to worry about it. They still should sit down. It's time to sit down. But still, I just went, Oh, okay. Right, because you now you got to be on alert. There are plenty of white people who've caused major problems on airlines, right? We know they've gone running for the door. They've done all these crazy things. We've heard all these stories over the last couple of years where people just act like fools on planes. Don't know why, but they do, and it's mostly white people. But people just aren't having it anymore. That there was a guy a few years back who was killed, young guy, on a plane between Vegas and Salt Lake because he acted up, and the people on the plane just all got on top of him and held him down because he was acting complete. I mean, listen, there are 300 of us on this little plane. You're not going to bring it down because you don't know how to act. That's how people are anymore. They're not having it.
The takeaway is that we need to go watch Naked Gun 1, 2, and 3 again. And and Police Squad. Do you remember that, Heidi?
I do. You know what? It's just funny. I literally belly laughed. To the point where my husband could hear me in the bedroom. He said, "What were you?" I was laughing. I couldn't. So some parts of it were just so funny. Leslie Nielsen was so funny. And, of course, Priscilla Presley, so gorgeous. It's just funny. Even OJ was likable back then. That's how long ago that was.
Oh, yeah, man. I forgot he was in. Was he in all three of those movies?
I think so. Yeah.
That's funny. Yeah. Wow, that really is politically incorrect because we were all laughing and having a good time with OJ back then.
Yeah, back in the day when OJ was likable. Anyway, but back to these incel guys. I mean, it's a thing, and I'm glad that somebody was able to find out what was happening with this guy in Ohio before he did something terrible. But really, you're that sexually frustrated? I mean, okay.
I just think it's odd that you identify yourself as so frustrated, so sexually frustrated that you're like, this is the group of people that I want to associate with from now on. I am now an incel.
Yeah. Yeah, talk about how we're not getting any. That doesn't make any sense to me. That's crazy. Hey, coming up next hour, looking forward to this, Tyrus is going to be joining us. Also, Eric Clapton's coming out about who he will perform in front of because of the COVID situation. We'll get to that. And lawmakers are spending a ton of money on security, individual lawmakers. What a bunch of babies. Okay, we'll get to all that on the next hour of the Heidi Harris. I'm sorry, guys. I did my own show for 20 years.
The Annie
years, so
Fry Show.
I'm not trying to take Annie's show away. It's her show.
Heidi,
no, she's
Heidi,
coming
Heidi.
Back. She's coming back. I'm Heidi Harris, in for Annie Fry.
Get more at 971talk.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.